Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild, sunny day, while Haifa sees a few clouds but remains dry. Perfect conditions for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that a series of attacks in the Gaza Strip has resulted in the deaths of 8 Palestinians and significant damage, including to a vehicle. Also, according to Ynet, Israeli special forces are reportedly active in Gaza City amid intense strikes and clashes. Reports say 4 people have died in over 18 airstrikes. Also this hour, Times of Israel informs us that the IDF has struck in Gaza City, potentially supporting an anti-Hamas militia raid. Palestinian media reports 3 dead, including a woman and a child. Separately, JNS discusses the geopolitical tensions between Tehran and Jerusalem, highlighting the ongoing battle for influence in the Middle East. And finally, I-24 News reports that the Lebanese army wants the IDF to remain in southern Lebanon due to concerns about Hezbollah's return. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 commented earlier today on the Iranian foreign ministry's stance, noting that U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law and are seen as crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, remarked that recent stories demonstrate an arrogance and ignorance characteristic of great powers underestimating their adversaries. Gideon Saar, Israel's former Minister of Education, announced that Dutch representatives are being expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows new Dutch legislation banning trade in certain Israeli products. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Gaza. Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has intensified operations in the Gaza Strip, targeting multiple locations and reportedly resulting in significant casualties. These actions have prompted further calls for resistance from Hamas. The tension in the region remains high, affecting civilians caught in the conflict. Turning to the report from Ynet, Israeli special forces are engaged in direct operations in Gaza City. This development follows over a dozen airstrikes, leading to casualties and escalating the situation further. The presence of special forces indicates a more aggressive stance by Israel in response to ongoing threats. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights a possible collaboration between the IDF and an anti-Hamas militia. The strike in Gaza City is part of a larger strategy to weaken Hamas's hold in the region. This collaboration could shift the power dynamics, affecting future peace negotiations. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Ashtrom Properties is selling the Rosh Pina Mall for around 50 million shekels. GT Real Estate, known for its activities in commercial real estate, is the buyer. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Amram Abraham Group saw a significant increase in apartment sales during the second quarter of 2026. This surge indicates a robust real estate market despite broader economic challenges. And finally, CTEC warns of a desalination crisis in Israel, threatening 20,000 dunams of vegetable crops. Unusually turbid seawater has led to the shutdown of several desalination plants, posing a risk to agricultural output. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.